Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Hey, Craig up in the space station, still the only one to wake up here. But before we get started, I wanted to remind everyone that the Magic Tavern spinoff series, Offices and Bosses Season 2, has begun. And if you want to hear it, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC to get a free month of Stitcher Premium. I'll have a clip from this week's new Offices and Bosses installment after this episode, but speaking of Offices and Bosses, I also want to remind everyone that there's going to be a live Offices and Bosses show in LA on April 22nd with special guests Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno from Off Book. Remember they played the Great Blue Tigers in the latest Winter Solstice episode? Yeah, you remember. It's going to be a great show. Anyway, to get info on that show and other upcoming live Magic Tavern shows, like the one near Gen Con in August, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and hit the live shows tab.
I'm awake. What did I miss? No, leave me in wonderful ignorance.
You were asleep for weeks. Trisha's still out.
Oh, I'm awake too. I'm awake now too.
Who says I'm awake too?
Well, I've never been the first to do anything in my entire life, so I always add two onto the end of my sentences for accuracy.
Craig, get me a coffee. Trisha, get me a better coffee that I can lord over Craig's inferior coffee.
Here's your coffee.
And here's your other coffee, sir. It was an artisanal pour-over, so you know it's going to be a little bit better than Craig's.
Ugh, it's the lady and the tiger, except both doors have sucky cups of Joe behind them.
Craig. Hey, Craig. While I was asleep, did our plan work?
Shh, the show's starting.
I guess I don't understand why we can't keep talking while the show starts, but whatever.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 5 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use it to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my co-mayors, my good buds, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get wet.
How you doing, bud?
Kaplow. I'm doing good.
Kaplow? Is that like a follow-up catchphrase?
I don't know. I think anymore I just make noises.
Yeah, I think that's true.
When I just, if I'm walking around the house, if I'm, you know, outside, you know, doing chores or something, I just kind of make noises to myself.
Yeah.
Try things out.
I've noticed you started carrying a little, like, scroll and quill around with you, like, in case.
Yeah,
like,
just testing stuff out, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, kaplow, that's a good one. Gotta write that one down.
I'm trying to get down to five catchphrases that really hit home, like a tight five.
Tight five catchphrases.
Yeah.
What, like, what ones are the most likely to be in that type 5 right now?
Can I tell you what I'm currently doing?
Sure.
What I'm currently doing is I'm trying to back away from failure and hope that that lands me in success. So I know, like, definitely no more blood farts.
Yeah.
Like, I tried that out, did not land.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I wasn't supported in that choice, so
yeah.
That one's off the table. So I'm just trying to see what definitely doesn't work, back away from that, and I feel like that will land me in success. Versus me trying to aim for success.
So are you going to just throw out blood farts entirely? Or are you kind of like, well, maybe there's a part of this that works. Maybe it's a kind of fart, or maybe there's something involving blood.
Like puke farts? Oh, blood. Something involving blood.
Or something involving blood.
Blood butt. Blood butt. That's pretty good.
Puke farts. What?
You don't have those on Earth?
What is a puke fart?
I mean,
like, I didn't want to go down this road, but I can't not.
See, this is my problem, is that I have these catchphrases, and they're just there. They're not meant to be dissected or unpackaged. You know, it's like dissecting a frog. The minute you, you know, try and dissect it, it's already dead, right?
Sure.
So, to me, I just want to have it work. You know, it either works or it doesn't, and clearly this one doesn't, so we'll move on. Does that make sense that I don't want to have to explain my catchphrase? Like, it should just be enjoyable?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know what? I'm going to make a note on my parchment and quill. No catchphrase follow-up questions.
Thank you so much. Come and get a biscuit.
And...
Well, give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Oh, okay. So
throw me a bone
what
here.
You just want is either validation or the absence of validation.
So, come and get a biscuit.
Sideways thumb.
Well, I don't know how to take that.
It's not a thumbs down.
It's an apathetic choice.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Thumbs up. And I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
Why don't I get a catchphrase?
You have the longest catchphrase.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Your name is your catchphrase.
I don't think so. That's just my name.
Oh, that's your catchphrase.
What?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Sideways thumb.
I was also thinking about Thunderbutt.
Thunderbutt?
Yes. This is too good to sort of go along with Bloodbutt.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. I keep wanting to ask follow-up questions about these catchphrases, and I think I'm learning that's a mistake.
Perhaps it is. If thou dost dive too deeply, if thou dost look too close, if one does examine too cautiously, then you'll find every tiny fiber, and you shall examine each one, find some fault with each, and then the very fabric of the universe shall fall to pieces. Aye, if thou dost spend too long thinking about the nature of the universe shall turn on thee.
That could be a catchphrase.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Just I like that one.
Say that after every few phrases or something.
Okay.
Arnie, do you have anyone to try out?
I don't know. I think I've got to just embrace the fact that this podcast is just a series of gibberish words that have no connection between them.
Speaking of, have you seen Mayor Manana?
No. Has Mayor Manana gone missing?
No. I think he's just a little sad because I don't know if Usidor and I had a bit of a meeting and we decided since, you know, Mayor Manana's been mayor a few times in a row, so... A few weeks ago it was Mayor Manana, and then it was the next week it was Mayor Manana again. Mm-hmm. Then it was Mayor Manana, and then we gave the sash to Mr. Orange, and Manana's been a little sad that he isn't mayor this week.
But aren't you glad that there was a different mayor?
I mean, I am, but I don't think Manana is.
Sideways thumb.
But it does bring up a good point that Mayor Manana has been the mayor for several weeks in a row, and. Perhaps he's gone mad with power.
It's true.
Shouldn't one of us be the mayor again?
I mean, who's going to tell Manana that?
I don't want to approach him. He's having so much fun. And he looks so cute.
He's so cute.
With his little pocket square.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
He is very adorable.
So adorable.
But you know what? Just tell him he's the mayor, and we'll be the real mayors.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, so let him be. We'll let him come closer.
Yeah.
We'll let Mayor Manana... be the mayor all the time. But we'll be the secret power behind the mayor.
Ah, the placebo effect.
I think that's what that is.
Exactly. When you lie to someone and they believe the lie, a placebo.
Exactly.
Because you've played them for a fool who sees bullshit. Placebo.
Yeah. All of these words.
Absolutely. Bloodbutt.
Fabric of the universe shall fall apart within thine vision. It doesn't work.
Sorry, I'm just in a really good mood. I'm sorry to be so slap-happy.
You do seem to be in a good mood.
I'm just in a really good mood. I've had a really good week, not to tell tales out of school.
Ooh.
But I'm going back to school.
Oh. You're going back to school,
which is a euphemism, which means dating on phone.
Huh, that seems problematic, but keep going.
I thought perhaps you were going to the University of Phoenix, where I teach math as Susan Doku!
Yeah, I'm dating someone, and it's been great. I mean, we've been going for walks in the 100-acre woods. We've been, you know, getting to know each other better. We've been working on different catchphrases. Like, it's been really, really wonderful.
Wow.
You work on catchphrases with your new love?
Well, love's a strong word right now, but...
Your new companion.
Yeah, but it's just like a sounding wall, like someone to bounce ideas off of. I mean, no offense, Arnie, you're still my best friend, but it just feels like this person is a little more engaged with my interests.
Sure, absolutely.
My interests align with them a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely. You need someone that is more interested in catchphrases.
Absolutely.
May I ask, is it someone we know?
It is.
Oh.
It is.
Oh. Who could it be? Who do we know? The mayor is too busy.
And also, he's just a banana.
And he's so cute.
It's true. He's got that going for him.
Have you seen his tiny little patent leather shoes?
I have. Guys, are we spending too much time and money dressing up this tiny banana?
Absolutely not.
Honestly, not enough.
How dare you?
I mean, all of us, our clothes are just borderline tatters, and yet we're spending a lot of money dressing up this banana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He looks immaculate.
Do you not want a banana with a monocle?
I mean, I do.
Mononocle.
A mononocle?
Bononocle. We should get him some binoculars. Binoculars.
Yeah.
Is it gorgeous?
What?
I went back to guessing.
Oh, is it gorgeous the potato? It is not. I'll tell you who it definitely isn't. That horse.
Yeah, what? There's a horse very close to the table.
Like, no, if it's evil, I will murder it where it stands.
Arnie.
Yeah?
Go up to that horse and ask him its name.
Oh, no, I know that horse.
Huh?
It's not an evil horse, so I won't murder it.
How can you tell from a distance if a horse is evil or not?
You just look it straight in the eye.
Oh.
All evil horses have evil eyes. When you look at them in the eye,
mm-hmm.
and their eyes flash red,
oh.
and you hear that song.
What song?
That song, the evil horse song.
I would love, I don't know, I'm not familiar
heard that?
With the evil horse song.
Well, here, imagine for a second, I'm a horse.
Well, can you turn yourself into a horse so we don't
sure,
have to imagine?
Of course. Grumbath Trempel Contrain.
Can you give yourself a top hat?
Bing.
Oh.
Aww.
Look directly into my eyes.
Okay.
Horse-a-do. Hey, horse-a-do.
Hello.
Good boy. Who's a good boy?
Look directly into my eyes.
Do you think horse-a-do or use a horse?
Use a horse, I think, is a little better.
I'm Camp Horse-a-do.
Look directly into my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch. Wait for them to turn red.
I'm sorry. Before we see your eyes, horse-a-do? Like, what?
It's like
what?
You know, like,
no part. Like, did you just jumble all the letters up?
It's like horseradish residue. Horse-a-do.
Mm.
Isidore, horse-a-do. I don't know. Oh, sorry. Let's look him in the eyes.
Look me directly in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now wait for my eyes to turn red.
Okay.
Are they getting red?
Does he? I had to do it because I'm not an evil horse.
Oh, okay.
So I just made the sound with my horse mouth.
Arnie, are they red? Getting red? Are they red? Are they red? Getting red? Are they red? Red. Red eyes.
Yes.
That horse over there, that's Fiang Yalik, though.
Oh, but I thought you're Fiang Yalik.
Yes, that's I am known as Fiang Yalik. Yes, that's one of my many names. Don't you remember that there are some other people named Fiang Yalik? It's not
that's
just
right.
A name
that's
of my
right.
name.
The memory. Oh, the memory gremlin.
Oh, hey! Fiang Yalik! You made it!
Whoa, hello, Fiang Yalik.
Welcome to the annual gathering of the Fiang Yaliks.
Oh, that's right. Last time the memory gremlin was here, you talked about the annual meeting of the Fiang Yaliks.
Yes, three of us are here now. We're just waiting for the fourth.
Yep, we're waiting for the wish that the horse made.
And Arnie, please, it's called a Mophi.
A Mophi?
A Mophi. Annual meeting of Fiang Yaliks.
He's right.
Okay.
Hey, Arnie.
Hey, Memory Gremlin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Fangy Yelly?
Good.
Wow, you two talk pretty casually for two people who have effed.
That's better.
That's right. You are a horse.
Arnie, don't tell him he still has his tail.
I won't.
So, what's new? Anybody in your families die? You guys need any help?
Oh, that's right. You're part of the Rainbow Bridge Grief Counselor.
I'm a
counselor.
Rainbow Bridge Grief Counselor now.
That's right. For new listeners, the Memory Gremlin can steal memories out of people's minds and use that to turn into people from their past.
Uh-huh, that's right. I'm helping people.
That's right. But you are no longer evil, and you steal memories with consent.
Correct.
And use that to... What do you do with people's memories?
So, let's say you have someone that you love very much, and you're grieving the fact that they have passed. What I do is I take all the memories that you have of that person, and then I move into your home, and I hang out with you for at least, or at most, 2 weeks, and I recreate that person, but all of the horrible memories that you have, and the really annoying nuances of that person, until at some point you say, get out of my house, I am glad you are dead, and then you can move on. I'm doing a service.
Oh, closure.
Oh, Fangy Yelly, do you ever do this for someone who hasn't yet passed away?
I mean, I can. I mean, it's not April Fool's, but I could.
Well, April Fools is my best friend, so that doesn't matter. Well, who'd you do it for? Mayor Manana.
Could I do it for Mayor Manana?
Well, he's so busy, and if you could pretend to be Mayor Manana for a couple of weeks and just stay in my house and wear... the cutest little sweater vests.
Wait, hold on. Oh, be very quiet. I can't do Mayor Manana. And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
because of the three people that have exhaustive memories of this person. One of them hates Mayor Manana.
So I could, what?
I couldn't do an accurate representation.
Well, it's clearly Arnie.
What? Why would it be me?
He just spoke of your displeasure, your distaste of him.
Now. To be fair, Arnold just said we might be spending too much money. He was being thrifty because he's a greedy old miser.
You're a miser.
Look, I'm just saying our stack of gold coins and gems could be bigger.
I hate to interject here. I guess I wasn't truthful enough. A person here wants to murder Mayor Manana.
What? Clearly it's Arnie. Because not only is he thrifty, not only is he always saying that Earth saying, what is it, save big money at Menards? Is that what you're always yelling in that weird voice?
I am yell singing it.
Well, you're obviously passionate about saving money, and that would lead you to want to kill him.
Usador, breathe.
Release shocked gasp.
I don't want to murder Mayor Manana. He's adorable.
Well, it's one of the three of us.
There's a mystery afoot. Let me put on my sheriff hat. My friends, there's been a plot of murder. Wait, I'm going to say that again. Usador, could you make some sort of like lightning after I say that?
Of course.
My friends, I've gathered you here because someone here is thinking about murder.
Zabang!
Oh!
Zabang?
Not your best.
That's how
lightning.
I call the thunder.
No, I mean, the thunder was impressive, but yeah. I'm just surprised it was Zabang.
Well, what is, that's a spell.
Oh, baby. I mean, it could be like Zamoves or something. Zabang just seems anticlimactic.
All right, fine. Sorry.
Let's try and suss out which of us four, I'm sorry, Fangy Ellie the horse, which of us five here might want Mayor Manana dead.
Is it possible that Usador loves Mayor Manana too much?
Oh.
It's a real JonBenet Ramsey situation in here.
I suppose it is possible. I could.
Do you have JonBenet Ramsey on Earth?
What is that?
I don't want to talk about what it is on Earth.
Oh,
Go ahead. Just do it.
It's a sentient beignet named John Ramsey. JonBenet Ramsey.
It is possible that I love Mayor Manana too much. He's just so cute. And I want to hold him and squeeze him. And kiss him and love him and pet him.
Yeah, that sounds like a JonBenet Ramsey situation.
Sounds more like Lenny.
Huh?
Lenny, the guy who's always at the Ruffled Feather.
Oh, is he the guy that's the mice or the man?
I think he was a mouse man.
Mouse man?
Or a man-mouse.
Mm-hmm. No.
Head of a mouse, body of a man.
Memory Gremlin, where were you 5 minutes ago when we were talking about Mayor Manana?
Oh, I was outside. I was trying to conjure the wish that the horse made, but no luck.
Oh, that's right.
We can't get this gathering started until they get here.
That's right. There are four people that we know of named Fangy Ellie, Usador, Memory Gremlin, this horse, and a wish the horse made.
What is the wish that the horse made?
Could it have been for Mayor Manana's death?
That would mean that the wish is somewhere around here. I've been looking everywhere for it.
Have you guys seen the wish in the past? I guess.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What does the wish look like?
It sort of takes a form of it's sort of a shadow person. I mean, you can tell the horse is, no offense, Fiang Alec, but you can sort of tell that the horse is angry about being a quadruped.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wishes to have two legs.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a ghost man who's really kicking his two legs around a lot.
Yeah, he's like eating hay and just shitting everywhere. Because he's still essentially a horse. He's just looking like a man. Horses make terrible wishes. It's common knowledge.
Yes, it's very true. Imagine a horse wish that's just a man who shits and eats.
Yep.
But it's basically a horse.
Yep. He makes a great souffle.
Mm. Oh.
Yes, very good. Still named Fiang Yalik.
Yep.
Mm.
So what... I'm sorry. I know we are mid-mystery here right now, but... What happens at these annual meetings of the Fiang Yaliks?
Oh, just like regular common rituals, a bloodletting, ritual sacrifice, a consensual one this year, though, guys. I am all about it.
Absolutely. I found the saddest chicken.
Good. That's kind of it. Oh, we do a milk lemonade.
What? What's milk, milk,
that's lemon? One of my favorite parts.
Oh.
But you tell them.
So we do milk, milk, lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner, Frenchman. And it's essentially just...
What was that last part?
What?
What was that
there's
part
a,
after
there's
lemonade?
There's a fudge stand around the corner from the tavern,
oh,
Arnie.
Oh, okay.
You've
okay.
never passed it?
No, I have. I pass fudge all the time.
So we take a little bit of clotted cream, mm-hmm. and we put it into a nice shallow bowl. We all urinate in it. And then we go and we pay for the fudge with our magical elixir. Okay. Lemonade, rather good fudge, man.
Yes.
So I was one third correct about what you were talking about.
Which part?
The urine part.
Shut up.
Urine, yellow, banana. Arnie!
Yeah?
What's the last thing you remember saying to Mayor Manana?
Oh, great.
Shebang!
Shebang!
I mean, how am I supposed to defend myself against this weird word association mystery solving?
You seem very defensive.
It's not hard. You just answer the questions, and eventually the sheriff shall come to the conclusion that it's true. Here, try it with me. Ask me the same question.
Usador, what was the last thing you remember saying to Mayor Manana?
I'm going to kill you.
Shebang.
Shebang.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
What?
I just have to interject for a second. Arnie, I'm sorry I told you to shut up. That was really not nice of me. I just, when I walked in here tonight, I just got this sense of murder in here. It's just like all over me. And I think it really is more than Mayor Manana. This place is really freaking me out this year.
So Memory Gremlin has murder on the brain. The last thing Usador said to Mayor Manana was, I'm going to murder you. Arnie, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like bananas? 10 being the most, 1 being not at all, 5 being sometimes.
Wait. I think I'm...
What did you need to wait about? I clearly demonstrated a scale from 1 to 10 and gave you the highs and the lows.
I feel like I totally was tracking your scale from 1 to 10, but then when you went with the 5, it confused me.
Why are you confused?
I'm not sure.
Just math?
It might be the math.
Okay. 1 being not at all, 10 being a great deal.
Yes.
How much do you enjoy bananas?
Oh, I love them the most. 5.
I've come to the conclusion that Arnie... is the would-be killer.
Shebang!
Can you do 2?
Shebang! Shebang!
Just because that was a big thing.
I didn't touch those wooden bees.
Listen, it's not that I have murder in my heart. I just feel like it's like cloaked around this place. Now that I'm around dead people a lot, I can kind of feel stuff. This place feels... I'm going to say this place feels fucked up.
There hasn't been any murders that I remember in here.
Oh.
Definitely not in the basement.
Oh, wait a second. Is it possible that Fangielli is sensing past murders?
Let's get under the table.
Okay.
To be fair, I think technically what happened to Blemish was not a murder, even though we were pretty jazzed about it.
It's true. Blemish accidentally murdered himself.
Right.
We were really jazzed about it, and then we failed to report it and then actively covered it up.
Right. Which isn't a murder.
That's not a murder.
It's
That's like barely illegal.
Manslaughter?
I don't know. I don't really know the definition of manslaughter on any world.
I think it skews more towards a whoopsie doodle.
A whoopsie doodle?
Yeah.
Well, you're the sheriff. You would know.
I think legally the term is a whoopsie doodle.
John, what is the sentencing for a whoopsie doodle in Hog's Face?
The sentencing. Let me look that up in the book here. Whoopsie doodle. Origin Foonish. Used in a sentence. We saw a man fall inside a well and die. Whoopsie doodle. That's the sentencing.
To be fair, the whoopsie doodle wasn't really in the sentence at all. It was kind of its own sentence.
That's a horrible sentence, yeah.
Oh, I guess there's also the sentencing, which would be the punishment for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be... Oh, no, you're not going to like this. 1 year of not being the mayor.
Oh.
Well, that would really only affect Mayor Manana.
So all this time, we were really worried about anyone knowing about what happened to Blemish, but if one of us cannot be the mayor, then...
I'm going back up!
Yep.
Hi, guys! Oh, Fangelic! Look! The Wish is here!
Oh, hello, Wish. It's good to see you again. How have you been? you old so-and-so. I am here, Fiangyalix, people of the Vermilion Minotaur. I have a confession to make. I have committed an oopsie-doodle.
An oopsie-doodle? Oh, no.
Wait,
an
let me look
doodle.
That up. Wait,
oh,
was that different?
No, an oopsie-doodle, that's punishable by death.
What?
You should have said whoopsie-doodle.
Oh, I meant a whoopsie-doodle. I meant a whoopsie-doodle.
It's too late.
Guys, first confession.
I meant a whoopsie-doodle.
Back under the table. Back under the table.
Okay, yes.
Usador.
Yeah.
Let's not trust anything Chunt says about this, all right?
What?
I'm
the sheriff.
I know you're the sheriff. You're also a corrupt cop.
Book of the law. I'll throw the book at you. Right in your fucking face.
You also killed a number of lords.
Do it. Throw it.
Guys, I've got an idea. We've got to fully cover up this blemish murder, okay?
It's going to be a little hard now that Isidore blurted out that he had an oopsie doodle.
I have an idea. Hi, everyone in the Vermilion Minotaur.
Hey.
I, Isidore, have a confession to make. I am a pathological liar.
Let me look that up. Oh, shit.
What?
The sentencing for pathological liar is death.
Why? Well, all right.
Back on the table. Back on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Guys. Guys, well, I'm not going to. This is my last time under the table.
Fine. Well, how can we get out of this?
Look, I feel really bad about covering up Blemish's death, but Wheelbear is hot on our tracks, and we want to be the mayors of Hogsface. We're making Hogsface better. We can't deal with a scandal like this right now.
True.
We've got to just cover it up once and for all so nobody's snooping around about it.
Really sustained gasp. Yeah. I know what we should do. We should ask the Memory Gremlin
to take the fall.
No. Let me finish a sentence.
Okay.
We should ask the Memory Gremlin.
Period.
To...
Now, guys.
To be Blemish.
What? I'm sorry.
To take Blemish's place.
I'm sorry. I stopped paying attention after you finished that sentence.
I know, but I added a prepositional phrase on the end.
Oh, fucking semicolons.
Yes. Ask the Memory Gremlin to take Blemish's place.
Yeah.
Fiangyaluk could become Blemish.
That's a great idea. I think the Memgrem is going to really help us out in this situation. Also,
Memgrem is a Blemgrem. If I could have...
No,
I had a thing for that last.
No, it wasn't
if I
a
had
thing.
Something better after
it wasn't
Blem.
A thing.
Blem.
Nope.
Hmm.
Nice try.
Duh. Guys, okay. Let's take a break. Someone help me out. Get out from under this table. And after the break, we'll ask the Memory Gremlin to do a Blemgram.
We should have the Memory Gremlin on more often. I feel like once a year is... It's good to have a Memogram, like, once a year.
Oh,
just to
yeah.
be safe.
Oh, like, at least. Yeah. So, Fangy Yelly, you know, last time you were here, we asked you to pull our memories of Usador out of our head to help us deal with his death.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, agree to do other type of jobs? I don't know how to frame this, guys. Like,
hey, man, if the price is right, I'll do anything.
Oh, so so it doesn't have to be grief-related.
No, not. I mean, grief-related is kind of my forte, but, I mean, if you guys want to get freaky, yeah.
Here are 30 gold pieces.
Oh, great.
310.
Nope.
Memory Gremlin, is there any kind of, like, confidentiality agreement around... your job.
Like, what do you mean?
You know, like, we need you to not disclose the deal.
Okay, well, here are the things that I won't do, okay?
Okay.
It's a short list. I won't kill anybody.
Okay.
I won't eat anything but Veeg.
Mm-hmm.
Won't put anything in your butt, Ernie.
In my butt?
Well, anybody's butt, but, you know, I know your proclivities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Wow, you've changed.
Should I put soup in my butt?
I mean, how long's it been?
It's been a long time.
I'll put soup in your butt for the right price.
You just said that was one of the things you won't do.
Oh, I won't put a finger in your butt.
Ah, I
see.
Shit,
I'll put soup in your butt all day long. Call that place.
Guys,
Campbell's
okay.
Depot.
Well, we got to have this conversation, but not under the table. Do you think this 310 gold coins can get us both the Blemhem and soup in the butt?
I think I didn't like soup in my butt.
Oh, that's right. You're getting nostalgic for something you didn't like at the time.
Yes,
it's like
right.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
What?
Never mind. So, Memory Gremlin.
An owl and a blowfish?
Yeah.
They were friends? Well, one lives in the water and one flies around in the sky.
Yeah, but one only wanted to be with the other one.
Well, that is love.
All right, what the fuck do you guys want?
We need you to pretend to be the former master of this tavern.
Who, Otak Barleyfoot? Oh!
We should find out what happened to Otak.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Okay, Blemish. He accidentally killed himself. And we need you to pretend to be him so that people don't think he's died.
It would just be really sad if people thought that Blemish accidentally killed himself. So kind of for Blemish, we want to like kind of cover that up and make people think that Blemish is still around.
And for the people, for the people to be so sad without the boy.
Mm.
They love the way he... What did he do again?
He used to spit out cats.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Oh... I was thinking of someone else this whole time.
Fleek? Were you thinking about Fleek?
I was thinking of Fleek.
Yeah, he was the one that sold his teeth.
That's right.
Punish was the one that was clearly evil.
Oh, right. Sorry, back. I'm back.
Okay, so you guys want me to be the boy that you killed?
Yeah.
Take the boy we killed and turn it into the boy who lived.
Shabbat!
Ooh, babe.
All right. Well, I'm on sabbatical, so I got some time. Let's get this popping. All right. Conjure up.
You're on sabbatical?
I am. I took a little sabbatical.
Well, that's so nice.
Yeah, thanks.
What are you doing with your time off?
Well, I went to Asia. Oh. And I did some backpacking.
Where? You went to Asia?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Asia? That?
It was great. Very small.
Oh, yes. Just a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean.
Walked end to end in 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
A-J-A. Asia. That's how Dan spells it.
All right. Conjure up your memories of, what's this boy's name?
The boy.
Blemish. He's half dwarf. I don't remember what the other half is.
Classic Arnie. Okay, let's do this. Conjure up your memories. Okay. Bring it to the front of your mind.
Yeah. Good. Oh. Good day. Hello.
Quick, kill it.
Hold on. I don't think we've got the accent quite right. I'm going to try to remember something he said to me.
I don't like the fact that he left out his O's in the word good.
He used to say, "I hate you, Usador. Someday I shall destroy you."
I hate you, Usador.
I think
you remember something he said.
I feel like it's been so long that I'm actually remembering Blemish more positively than he really was.
Hi, which one of you is just remembering some old foppish orphan?
Oh, an orphan?
I'm not getting a full picture. I'm getting like Blemish, foppish orphan.
Are you thinking of Arnie Lad?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Oliver Twist.
Okay. All right. Are we all on the same page as to who Blemish is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Put him at the top of your mind. Put him at the top of your mind.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Blemish.
Blemish returns.
Wow, his catchphrase really paid off this time.
Fiangyalak, you've done a miraculous job of becoming Blemish.
Stanges.
Oh, yes, that's right. He knew me by my dwarvish name.
That's right. You remembered that about himself.
Yes.
Can I go on your quest with you, Zonin?
Did he want to go on the quest?
Why does the memory gremlin keep forgetting how to talk?
Would you adopt me and let me be your son?
I already have an orphan who I am looking after who lives in my hat.
Didn't he leave?
He did leave.
I would like to live inside your hat, Zonin. Oh. I'm just a lost little boy who could use a father.
And I'm a wizard who's experiencing empty nest syndrome. Shebang!
Guys, let's try to remember Blemish as accurately as we can, not messed up by our own weird psychological dramas that we're dealing with. And let's not sugarcoat who Blemish was. He was a nasty, evil little guy who barfed cats and I think had a cat dick.
The Dark Lord will eat your dick, Arnie.
Yes.
The Dark Lord will suck your dick into the void.
No, well,
suck your dick into the void.
Straight into the void.
Fiangyalak.
Suck my dick straight into the void.
Wait. That could be good.
What does it even mean?
Like deep throat?
Very upsetting. But you're doing a great job. I just want to remind you that whenever you need to take a break, just flag one of us down. We'll take you to the basement or to one of the rooms upstairs, and not Arnie's room, and we'll give you a chance to, you know, relax and be yourself.
All right, you guys, let's go.
Are you all right, Fangyuli?
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. Who are we trying to fool? Because I'm not just going to sit here with my dick in my hand all day and pretend that I'm Blemish for you guys.
You have a dick?
Yes, I have a dick.
Wheelbear is a constable who's on the hunt for Blemish's murderer.
Wait, Wheelbear? Yeah. Wheelbear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just talking to the wish being Yellick. He just got deputized by Wheelbear. He's deputizing all the wishes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's the word on the wish street.
Shit. Arnie, we have to kill that wish.
That
horse.
To be fair, Wheelbear shouldn't be deputizing anyone. That's your job.
That is your job.
Yeah.
Also, how do you kill a wish? Is it like a dream deferred?
Stop believing.
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you solve a problem?
Oh, like Maria? That girl's a problem.
Look, guys, I would rather be having that conversation, too. But right now, we've got to figure out how to make Wheelbear and anybody else who's likely to come sniffing around think that Blemish is still alive.
The deputy.
Oh, the wish just said the same thing. The wish said, Arnie, that they're going to suck your dick into the void.
Are you sure that's what they
said? Yeah, it was.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
That was a threat. We have to kill that wish.
John, you're really eager to kill things lately.
Well, if we're going to be plotting these, you know, elaborate schemes, we can't have prying ears.
Oh, we're terrible at plotting elaborate schemes.
I know. We have to have really simple, stupid schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this one might qualify for that. Fiangyalik, if you pretend to be Blemish.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Fiangyalik, if you were to stay here for a few weeks and to take turns running the bar with Blemish.
Uh-huh.
Then perhaps we would have more time to take care of the business of running Hog's Face. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if the price is right, I'm in. What you got?
I gave you 30 gold pieces. Here are 15 more.
Wow, that's great.
45.
110 and 5
no,
gold
don't.
Pieces.
Just don't.
Oh, hell. Arnie. All right, cool. Are you guys ready for this?
Oh.
Huh?
Hold on one second. Excuse me, Fiangyalik. I heard that there was a crime outside. Oh, Fiangyalik? My other horse, Chode, is hanging out outside. Do you want to go play with him? Go play with Chode. Go play with Chode. Now go ahead.
We ready to do this?
Guys, I know this isn't the time, but this reminds me. We should do ringtones.
What?
Why? What about me saying, go play with Chode, made you think that?
We should just cut out, like, short, pleasurable parts of the podcast and, like, sell them as ringtones.
What, like Twilight?
I'm just putting it on the list. I'm just putting it on the list.
Oh, it's happening.
Would you like to wake up to that?
Not again.
All right, let's get down to business.
Blemish returns.
I see every time.
It's a good catchphrase.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
It's really, it's just punchy, and it's exactly what's happening.
It's exactly what you need, and I mean, exactly what you've been missing.
Oh, we're really doing a good job of remembering Blemish.
We've got to do catchphrases that, like, when they happen, it's satisfying. Like, we don't want to eventually see, like, a puke fart and be like, there it is.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
It might feel kind of good.
I mean, there's certain, No, you're right.
Blemish,
yes.
Would you mind getting us some drinks and some food?
I would be happy to serve you.
Thank you, boy.
No, well, we gotta make this convincing.
I am trying.
Fangy, there'd be a lot more, like, seething rage under the surface when we ordered something.
Yes. May I take your order?
Blemish, I would like a rainbow bowl and some rooster feet.
Someday, you disgusting pervert.
That's pretty good.
I was dead on. I'll have an ale.
And I'll have a mead with a little bit of raspberry in it.
Love you.
Aw, love you too.
We'll be right back.
Wait, guys, is it just me or is Blemish being nice to everybody but really nasty to me?
I think Chunt remembers everyone being in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little adorable badger.
That's true.
People always pet me behind the ear.
I mean, you are awfully cute.
Feed me scraps. Aw, shipping!
Shipping!
I have an email here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This is from Donnie. It says, hi, Chunt. Please enjoy this bath time fantasy of you three lovable goofs. This is for your Banging Buds segment.
Oh.
We haven't done a Banging Buds in forever.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a place for those that it's not on the podcast.
Oh, well.
Agreed.
Donnie, never mind.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Come on.
All right. Four buds are here in this bath. 1, 2, 0, 8, 3. Don't listen to me, for I, Arnie, am bad at math. Bathing Chunt reached down for his loofah and, oh my, grabbed Usador's hoo-ha. That's all I'm going to read.
that's a good place to stop.
I mean, loofah and hoo-ha is a good rhyme.
It's sort of a slant rhyme.
I was being incredibly sarcastic.
Oh, shebang.
Shebang!
Oh, hey, I also have an email. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It continues to be a real email address. Hey, guys, just wondering if Arnie will ever take the Foon citizenship test, or if he really had no intention of taking it and is just hoping that everyone has forgotten because it was a fluke that he got the eunuch's questions correct. Again, just wondering. Happy third anniversary. Regards, Yasmin Butterfly.
No, we have not forgotten. For we are studying every single day. Right, Arnie?
Yeah, absolutely. It's
slow going.
Yeah, it's a little slow going. But I still have like a year until that.
I think just a couple of weeks.
Just a couple of weeks?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you think a year?
We'll look at the date.
Okay.
But yes, time's running out.
Okay, it's almost... Okay.
Yeah, you need to, you know...
Can you take it more than once? Like, if you fail it?
Oh, no.
Chunt, look in the book. What happens if you fail the citizenship test?
Okay, when you fail the citizenship test, okay. That would lead to you being accused of being a habitual liar. Wait, what kind of liar were you?
Oh, I was, what was I?
Congenital. Drinks for you, Zonin, and drinks for my good friend Chunt. Oh, did you order anything?
I did.
Pathological.
Pathological. So pathological is death. Habitual is... Oh, not too bad.
Yeah. What? What is it?
You just cut off your feet.
Oh, I just puke farted.
You're right. It was very disappointing.
You puke farted? Does that mean you asked your peas? Arnie, I'm going to ask you one time. Did you ask your peas?
I asked my peas.
Boy. Shebang.
Shebang!
I might say the answer to how to kill a wish would be to simply keep doing this show. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shebang, Matt. 4 years to dream that up. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai. I know I'm a little late to the party, but come and get a biscuit. Big thumbs down. Way down. Thumbs on the floor. Fangy Yelly the Memory Gremlin was played by special guest Sarah Maher. And the half-remembered version of Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. I'd say a performance the three regulars of the show can barely recall needs no additional commentary from me. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz.
You still look a little tired, sir. Maybe you should go lay down, or levitate, or lean against something. I don't know how you rest.
Not tired, Trisha. Weakened by listening to this week's couples therapy masquerading as slash fiction.
Craig, our plan to lull the mystery man to sleep worked. What secrets were you able to uncover in the last few weeks?
Well, not much. Every time I tried to snoop around, I got a weird shock. I must be really lazy.
I was worried about this. Your programming must include a bunch of security fail-safes.
My programming?
Craig, we're gonna have to hack into your brain.
Okay, wait.
Stay here, I'm gonna go find a screwdriver.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Remember, the brand new season of Offices and Bosses is available right now on Stitcher. Here's a sneak peek at episode 2 coming out this Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we're being joined by Claudia the Witch, who's going to play Offices and Bosses with us.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Had a little sciatica, but that's all cleared up.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I haven't seen you since the Dark Lord's birthday party. It was a big night. You were kind of drinking like crazy.
I've been laying low, both health-wise and party-wise.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Going to church 2 days a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you worship in Foon? Like, what is your church?
Oh, well, I worship the giant witch.
Oh.
Big hat.
Big hat?
Mm-hmm. Big hat, the giant witch.
Oh, that's her name.
Yes. Oh,
I just thought she just had a big hat.
Praise be.
From my world, a lot of religions are based around the leader of your religion just having a big hat.
Yeah, that's that makes name. Sense.
I will say, I mean, no offense, but she's kind of a big hat.
Oh, she's a big hat?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not a fan of bigotry.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Claudia and I, we met earlier. We rolled up a character for her unemployed character.
Yep.
Between projects, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. And I figure perhaps you could pick her up at the bus stop or something on the way to the job fair, and she could adventure with you. That's all right with all you all.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Claudia, what was the name of the character you're going to be playing?
I'm going to be playing Marilyn Beef.
Marilyn Beef.
Marilyn Beef, unemployed lunch lady.
Oh, okay.
Looking for work. Serving up beef or whatever else you got.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC. You can listen to all of season one of Offices and Bosses, get started on season two, and help support the podcast, which we really appreciate. We also really appreciate the fine folks at C2E2 and Cards Against Humanity for having us this weekend at C2E2. And extra thanks to everyone who came out and said hello. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com and check out the live shows tab for more upcoming shows. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, thanks to Earwolf, and I'm going to go hide the screwdrivers.